You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Minute after 7 o'clock here in the Mile High City. Thanks for hanging out with your boys in the morning at Mix 100.
Why not,
Love
right?
Bug, right?
Why not?
Okay, Love Bug music. I can dig it.
Can I read you something real quick, too?
And kids and everything, I wanted to tell you that there are certain crimes out there where people are heinous, right? And
yeah.
They're evil. And then there are crimes where you just scratch your head and you wonder, what possesses a person to do this? Because I'm looking at the story this morning out of Tennessee, where police are looking for someone who stole a giant Cat in the Hat sculpture from in front of a library.
Right. What's wrong with that?
Who takes their pickup truck to the library and steals the Cat in the Hat sculpture?
Quite the caper, isn't it?
You are some low individual if you're taking the library's Cat in the Hat.
What do you do with that after you take it? You don't plunk it out in the middle of your yard or anything like that.
I guess in your basement at the bar or something like that.
That stinks.
Anyway, I'm just looking at it. I just wanted, before I throw this story away, I was like, I've just got to say something about that. What were you trying to tell me? What?
Oh, I don't know. We could talk about it later. I got this text from Nicole. She just said, our poor little Goldie just fell down the stairs. She slipped, she said. And I mean, she tumbled over and over and over all the way down. She says, poor baby. She seems okay now. She's super shaky and scared. She's acting fine, blah, blah, blah.
I've never heard of a dog falling down the stairs.
Me either. Just over and over and over. The thing is our new house, this is our first venture into having stairs that are all hardwood. We've always had carpeted stairs. And I swear to goodness, Dom, that those stairs, they're going to kill a family member one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing slicker on the planet than hardwood stairs. And if I'm wearing socks, I make sure I double hold on to the handrail going down because it's a death wish, you know? You've got hardwood stairs, don't you?
I said the same thing about our house. We have hardwood stairs not only going up, and it's not the kind that goes up a little bit to a landing, turns. This is just one
all the way up.
And it's the same way going to the basement. And I constantly am convinced that somebody in the family is going to die on those stairs. And you know what else? The stairs are set up so that's how do I describe this? It's like they've built the stair, but then over the top of it, they have attached the wood, covering to it.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
And those are getting loose in some places.
Oh, no.
And I can see somebody in a hurry taking one step, and that top part of the stair just flips off.
And then down you go.
You'd break your neck and die.
I've hooked it. I mean, I've slipped it, four stairs from the bottom and down four. And I just know the day is coming as we get older that I'm going to start at the top and all the way down. And I might be laying in the bottom in a puddle of my own urine one of these days.
And it might be more likely to be your kids because kids are always in a hurry.
At least they can bounce back from that, though, I think. They're still fairly flexible.
Not from the top to the bottom. I mean,
my dog seems okay. But, it's a house that we want to be in until we get older. And I'm just seeing us somehow moving the master downstairs at some point.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, don't think it hasn't crossed my mind multiple times.
So
there's a room in the house where I live where there's the Gretchen's piano.
Yeah.
And I have eyed that room a couple of times thinking,
bed would look good here. I can put a dresser there.
Right.
It's close to a shower.
And I could see somebody walking. Why'd you do that? I'm afraid of the stairs now.
And did these homeowners make these stairs even slicker than the normal floor? It just seems like there's some sort of viscosity on these stairs that is crazy. It's like the stuff that he sprayed on the sled in Christmas Vacation that made him go faster. When they're done building the house, they spray that on the stairs before they leave.
Would you ever be open to that thing, that contraption you can get, that's that little seat that mechanically rides up?
Is it weird that I want it now?
I'm not an old man, but I have thought that there could be a time in my future where I get one of those. Not because I can't walk up and down stairs, but because I don't want to accidentally die on those stairs.
It just in general seems super convenient. You can just sit there and eat a sandwich while it takes you up. And
although I would ask, as they're installing it, can you kind of turbocharge it so it goes a little faster? Because the ones I've seen,
slow.
They're really slow.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want one that's kind of like a Disney
little
ride.
Turbo,
you know,
on it.
You know, just up. Like have you been on that ride, the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster or whatever? That's
the one you want.
Just takes off and it's like 0 to 60.
And then it just abruptly stops and tosses you off when you get to the top.
Put a mattress up there so you can go flying on.
And as it tosses you off, it hooks you, then you fall back down on the stairs.
These are the things we think about.
This is it.
What happened to our subject?
I don't know. We were talking about school stuff, right? You still want to do that?
Well, we got a couple of minutes.
All right, let's do it.
Since you've been having to do remote learning with your kids.
Yeah.
Have they asked you about helping with homework, and how have you done with it?
Numerous times.
Because you're 20-something years out of school now.
Yeah, it's been a minute. They just went back, but when they were at home, I would sit down with them every afternoon and try to do their, you know, their English work and their math work. And, yesterday Lila came to me with a bunch of coding stuff on her laptop. And she's in kindergarten.
Coding.
And
like
she was
computer coding,
That's asking me to help her. And
I had
to walk away. It's super great, but I had no idea what I was doing. And it's super embarrassing. Yeah, like Reed will be sitting there doing a bunch of math problems and he has a question. And I'm like, I have no idea. And then on top of it, they're teaching him all the new math, which is totally different. I'm like, do you know long division? He's like, no.
Now, I have a question about that. Is this new math? Because there was new math about 30, 40 years ago.
No, this is the new math. I don't even remember the name of it. It's the
new. Because every generation, they seem to come out with a new math.
No, this is the new that came out just a couple years ago, right? It involves like drawing circles and hash marks and all this. I'm like, just do the math. No, I got to draw all these circles, and then each circle represents this. And I'm like, ugh. It takes like 20 minutes longer to do a problem than just doing the normal multiplication. It's insane. But anyway, he'll be doing stuff and asking me questions, and I'll like get onto my phone and look things up, you know? Mm-hmm. I'll try to like kind of hide it, because you do feel stupid that you can't do the second grader's homework.
Do you log on and do the whole Khan Academy thing?
No.
Oh, man. Strongly. Every parent who's listening right now, Khan, as in the movie The Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm.
But Khan, Khan Academy, lifesaver, loaded with free video tutorials on all subjects that you can even imagine.
So you'll direct
Bill
the
Gates
kids to
actually,
that.
The guy who started it because I think it was, I want to say it was his niece or his cousin. It was a family member. Long distance, who was asking him for help on something. And so he created a little video. And some people found out about it, and they go, oh, my God, that's really cool. You should do a video for my son. And he did. And the next thing you know, it exploded. Bill Gates heard about it, pumped like $1 million into it, and they've created this entire thing where it's video lessons on everything that you would want to learn.
I think that's a great resource. That's super fantastic.
Yes.
But when you direct your kids to that instead of answering it, you still feel like a moron.
I was saying you watch the.
want me to sit down and watch everything?
Right. I'm saying you find out.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Find out what Reed is studying.
No, I don't
watch
need
a
that.
Quick.
I got
Khan
a calculator
Academy.
On my phone.
Just watch a quick little video, and then you can sit down and act all knowledgeable
I see what you're
to your
saying.
Son. Daddy is so smart.
Well, it is funny because they ask you all these questions and stuff, and it's like, I'm not going to go back. I have no idea what I learned in second grade. I don't remember any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Who holds on to all this information? even history stuff. I mean, I'm fairly good with history, but then there's all these questions that come up, and I'm like, hold on, I'm thirsty. And I'll sneak into the kitchen and I'll be like, hey, Alexa, when did Columbus sail the ocean blue? And she'll tell me, and then I'll run back in and give him the answer, you know, because I don't want to look stupid. It's embarrassing, man. I don't even remember what I did yesterday. How am I supposed to remember stuff from school?